From the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast, your weekly dose of real talk, queer joy, and community connection.
It's gonna be a good day, and everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
Hello, Phoenix. It's Billy Foster from Gay PHX. Our debut week was packed full of firsts. Our very first episode of our podcast, our very first red carpet live stream, and our first flood of listener love. And yes, my first time singing from a sling, no regrets. And it was all a part of an incredible Mr. Anvil Phoenix weekend. The Arizona Men of Leather brought out the best of our kink and leather communities, with clubs from all over the valley coming together for one unforgettable night. Congratulations to Ben, your new Mr. Anvil Phoenix 2025. He brought passion, presence, and power to the stage, and we're looking forward to having him on the show soon to share his vision for the year ahead. Today, we're thrilled to feature Michael Coleman, the Metropolitan Cowboy, in our community spotlight. He's a storyteller, a creator, and the force behind See Your Shadow Songwriting. And in our business spotlight, we shine a light on Newtown Saloon, a space Michael helped save that continues to serve as a cornerstone of Queer Phoenix, especially as they gear up for the Newtown Awards, which leads into Customer Appreciation Week, and that wraps up with someone walking away with $1,000. So whether you're out and about, on the move, or kicking back and listening in, thank you. Let's get into it.
You're listening to the Gay PHX Podcast, where community comes first.
Coming to you from the shadows of the radio towers, it's your Gay PHX Picks. I'm Brian Hughes, and every week I'm here to give you Brian's Hot 3 for LGBTQ plus events in Phoenix that you won't want to miss. Let's dive into this weekend's happenings. Friday, April 18th, Bunkhouse, starting at 8:30 to the wee hours. It's that time again, Fur Trade, Daddy Disco 4. And it's Bring the Heat with guest DJ Danny G and Moody spinning sexy disco jams all night. There'll be go-go bears, cold drinks, hot men, and all that flirty, hairy fun your Friday can handle. Only at Pat O's Bunkhouse, you don't want to miss it. And keeping up with the hairy theme, someone loves me out there. On Saturday, April 19th, Stacy's at Melrose starting at 9. Oh my gosh, it's going to be the Pokey Ball Dance Party. Yes, you heard that right. Get ready to catch the vibe at this wild Pokemon-themed party. Beats by DJ Vince Vinci, and yes, Jess, surprise drag pop-ups, themed drinks that'll make your taste buds evolve, glow floors, disco Pokeballs, and fun surprises hiding in the tall grass. Whether you're a trainer, a gym leader, or just here for the Pikachus, this is your night to dance and battle and be legendary. Costumes are encouraged, $5 pre-sale, and $10 general admission. Yes, I'm excited for this, and yes, of course, I'll be there dressed as that charming Pokemon with a flaming tail. On Sunday, April 20th, Oz Bar, Sunday Fun Day, starting your Sunday with some bingo fun at Oz Bar, where the balls drop at 1 p.m. There will be cash prizes, jackpot rounds, birthday month, you get an extra card, $10 gets you 3 cards and 5 games, all proceed benefits go to lads and their supported charities. And then stick around for karaoke at Oz Bar again with KJ Corey at 4 p.m. Then, also at Oz Bar, stick around. At 7 p.m., they have Texas Hold'em Poker every night and even on holidays. That's it for the week. Top 3 from Gay PHX. Be sure to follow us online for more events and community fun. I'm Brian Hughes, and until next time, stay flirty, stay fabulous, and we'll see you out there. Bye.
Want all the details? Head over to GayPHX.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the valley.
When you feel like you're different or no one understands you, it's not always easy to ask for help. But no matter what you're dealing with, confusion about your sexual orientation or gender, sadness or thoughts of suicide, you don't have to do it alone. I'm Daniel Radcliffe, and I believe that reaching out for help is the bravest thing a person can do. If you are struggling and need support, call the Trevor Lifeline at 1-866-488-7386. It's free and confidential, and trained counsellors are there to listen 24/7 without judgment. To learn more about the Trevor Project's life-saving work for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or questioning young people, go to thetrevorproject.org. Remember, you are never alone. You don't need to keep thoughts of suicide to yourself. There is help to be had, and there is nothing wrong with asking for it.
Another voice, another vibe, another reason we love this community.
Today's guest is a creative powerhouse, a multi-hyphenated artist who's never been afraid to shake things up. He's a producer, a filmmaker, photographer, songwriter, and the fearless force behind See Your Shadow Songwriting and the creator of the over-the-top LGBT plus game show, Are You Worth a Rug Burn? Please welcome to the rainbow-tinted microphone, the Valley's own metropolitan cowboy, Michael Coleman. Howdy, Michael.
Hey. Howdy.
You've been called a Renaissance artist. Like I said, you're a producer, songwriter, filmmaker, photographer. Is there any creative identity you connect with most?
You know what? No, there isn't, actually. You know, I just love to bring something from nothing. And so that's why I practice in so many different mediums. You know, most in your audience will probably know me as the owner of Newtown Saloon. You know, but there was a whole life before that and that people might not know about. So yeah, but I pretty much can do, I just love the arts and love to create.
Take us back. What was the moment that you knew music or the arts in general were going to be a focus of your life?
Well, you know, I've been creating art practically my whole life, but I really didn't start taking it seriously till I had a milestone birthday. And I'm not going to tell you which one it was, but
21,
yeah.
Right?
that's when I had an epiphany. I was managing a law firm at the time in San Francisco when I lived there, and I was just like, you know what, I've just got too much that's going to waste, and I need to do something with it. And then that's when I started writing songs and taking my songwriting seriously, and set out to be a professional songwriter. And then that really springboarded all the other stuff that I'd been doing my whole life.
Speaking of your songwriting, your lyrics have earned you a nomination for a Poet Laureate in Ohio.
Yes, I was nominated twice, actually, to be the Poet Laureate for the state of Ohio. And that's a government-appointed position, a governor-appointed. So the governor was John Kasich at the time. But yeah, and so I was actually nominated twice because of my work.
When you take your songwriting, do you do it more like poetry, for performance?
It all depends on the project, actually. You know, sometimes I'll start a project, you know, and I do try to write it as prose, but other times, you know, I just never know the direction a project is going to take. It's just how inspiration hits me.
It's just an evolutionary process too, as you're in the moment.
Exactly. You know, it's so funny because when my husband and I were first going out, and he knew that I was creative, but he never did see me in action. And we were in Milwaukee, I think it was, for the Gay Softball World Series. And the following year, it was going to be in our hometown of Columbus, Ohio. And we're big avid softballers. You know, Newtown sponsors three teams. And so we were driving back from Milwaukee, and I was asked to write the theme song for the next year. And the inspiration hit me, and so I actually tapped the theme song on the dashboard of the car on the road trip from Milwaukee to back home to Columbus. And he had never seen that the process before, and so he was really kind of like, oh, so this is how you do. I mean, but literally that song was tapped on the dashboard of the car on the road trip, and then we created the theme song for the Gay World Series for the following year.
I love that. So you create bold and emotionally charged music like I Will Tell Jesus, You Said Hello, and humorous over-the-top tracks like Rug Burn. How do you balance emotional storytelling with provocative play?
Once again, it just depends on the project. I just feel it. And so the interesting thing about I Will Tell Jesus, You Said Hello, and we actually won an award for that record. And I encourage your listeners to go to seeyourshadow.com to listen to it, because it's about a couple that loses a child, and And I don't have any children. And so I was able to capture the emotion of that couple in that piece. You know, and like I said, we ended up winning an award for that song, actually several awards for that piece. But then the next record that I produced after that piece was the oral sex anthem Rugburn. So you just don't know, you know, where things are going to go. You know, you just never know.
Speaking of Rugburn, you are the mastermind behind the game show Are You Worth a Rugburn, which is as wild as the title sounds. How did that idea come to life?
It's an interesting story because pre-COVID, I was actually going to be launching my own television network, actually, and that was going to be one of the staple shows. So I started thinking, okay, what could I have as an anchor for this that because it was going to cater to the LGBTQ community, and I was like, you know what, I need to turn that song into a game show because the video for that piece has a drag queen on a game show, and that is the concept of the video for the song Are You Worth the Rugburn. And so I was like, you know what, I need to turn that into an actual live action game. And so we just put it all together. And then we had such a great time filming that, and then COVID hit, and so we had to shut production down, and the world stopped turning, and the whole nine yards, and then we never were able to get the network off the ground. But that was going to be the anchor. But we pivoted, and there actually is a board game, Are You Worth the Rugburn, that I made based on the television show.
Is that available for purchase or playing somewhere?
Oh no! I think I've got the copies of it here in my archives, and we may break it out and offer it to the public, but it is over the top. It really is, and it takes a certain uninhibited audience to be willing to play it.
Understood.
So if you really want to get to know the group you're hanging out with, you definitely want to play that game.
That's when you bust out the game.
Yeah.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX podcast.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. Be the someone who gives their time. Be the someone who lends an ear. Be the someone who takes a step. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, asking you to join the fight against sexual violence and volunteer in your community. Log on to RAIN.org, that's RAINN.org, to learn how you can be the someone.
This message brought to you by the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network and this station.
We love showing love to local businesses. This is your Gay PHX Business Spotlight.
Let's take a quick pivot here because you keep mentioning Newtown. So let's talk about you saving Newtown. What inspired you to step in and do that once it kind of went up for sale?
It completely was a lark, to be quite honest with you. My husband, Bill, approached me and said, hey, I see this. You want to do something with it?
I can envision this conversation, which is what's hilarious.
it literally was like that. And then I thought about it. We talked about it. I was like, oh, what the hell? Why not?
Wow. When you got it, what was the state of the bar? What do you envision for everything that you were planning to do?
Well, we knew a couple of things. Because of Bill's background in the bar industry, you know, I mean, he's been in it his whole entire life. That's his family business. He grew up in it. And then my background in show business, we thought that that we both could apply our talents and infuse some life into the place. And Bill and I are really the soul of Newtown, and I think people feel why people like Newtown so much is they feel that from us when they are there. And we take a personal interest in our customers. We take a personal interest in the bar, and it really is. We wanted to create a place that we would love to hang out if we
did certainly not. Love it. It's our Monday night staple. A matter of fact, when people ask when we record for podcasts, I say Tuesday through Friday because my Monday nights are booked for Pocino. So we certainly feel that. In a world where bars come and go, what makes Newtown such a meaningful place?
Oh, geez, you know what? I think why it's such a, well, for me, it's such a meaningful place because it really does offer that family feel, and I think that's why it's been a meaningful place to so many people. You know, there are so many stories that we hear on a continual basis about people and their experiences with Newtown and either coming out or people that they've met there. And it's kind of like that for us as well. I think it's important that history is preserved. And that's another reason why we wanted to take it over as well, because we wanted to save the history. I mean, it really is an institution here in Arizona and basically the country as well. I mean, we were just on the list of best places, you know, that you have to visit, you know, the historical gay bars, and we were number four on the top 10 list, and so it's just so steeped in history, and that was worth preserving.
Now let's talk about the upcoming Customer Appreciation Week. What events or special moments can guests look forward to?
Oh yeah. We love doing it. This will be year two because we've owned the place for 2 years and now we're going into year three. So the Customer Appreciation Week, like I said, we love to do this because our motto is that we just don't tell you that we appreciate your business. We show you that we do. And we're kicking it off with the Newtown Awards, a red carpet event. So what that is that nominations were submitted for, you know, by our regular customers for people that they feel embody certain categories, and the main category, it's kind of like our best picture Oscar, is the spirit of Newtown, and so we're given all different kinds of awards away, but the spirit of Newtown is the probably the coveted one. Because it's going to the person that embodies our mission and vision, and the history of Newtown the most, and we're really looking forward to this. Like I said, it's going to be a red carpet event, and we'll have the photo ops, and we're going to do it just like the Oscars, and so we're really excited about that, and we're really excited to show the appreciation at the award show. And then we'll do something special every day that week. We'll have vendors coming in giving stuff away, and our happy hour that week goes from $3 to $2 all that week. And then at the end of the week we do our annual anniversary party, and we bless one of our customers with $1,000. And that's simply because we appreciate the business.
And that's incredible. And we know Tom, who won last year. Congratulations, Tom. And so this starts on the 26th. That's when the Newtown Awards are, correct? And then it's the week following that?
Yes, it's the 26th through the 4th, April 26th through May 4th.
Leading up to the big party on May 2nd, then. Is that correct?
Whatever that Saturday is. So
the 3rd, okay.
It's Saturday to Saturday.
And, of course, I have to ask, so when is Are You Worth a Rug Burn going to make its live appearance at Newtown?
You know what? We definitely have been talking about that, and it definitely is coming because the issue that we have here is that the wheel, which is the star of the show, is too big to make it into the door. So we actually had a wheel. A Rugburn wheel custom made. It's kind of like the Wheel of Fortune wheel,
mm-hmm.
and it lights up. So we had that custom made, but we have to work out the logistics of how we're going to get it inside. So it might have to be out on the patio when the weather turns cool again in the fall. But we definitely do want to bring it to Newtown, and I've got some other original games that I've created that are going to make their debut at Newtown as well.
Excellent. And what other events you've got coming up? You had Cruisin' in the past. You've had the Rainbow Rumble. Yes, the Rainbow Rumble.
Yeah, you know what? We always got something. We've just formed a good partnership with the Imperial Court. Actually, we just had a meeting with them just this week, and they're going to be doing a couple of events with us. They're actually going to be doing a charity event right before the Newtown Awards, and we're really excited about that. So that'll be a segue into the Newtown Awards, and then we're going to do another event with them later on in May. We've got the Paws Off coming up on May 8th, and that'll be a puppy centric event. And I'm trying to think what else. There's always something going on that, you know, the calendar stays full.
For someone who's never stepped through Newtown's doors, how would you describe the vibe?
Oh, the vibe is welcoming, fun, and friendly.
And how can our listeners follow the bar, support his events, and get involved with what's coming next? Where are you at on the social medias or on the internet?
Sure. Of course, you can go to Facebook and search Newtown Phoenix or Newtown. We actually have two pages, one with our white logo, one with our black logo. Of course, you can find us on Instagram, Newtown, at Newtown. And, you know, I would encourage also folks to look me up personally. You know, I'm very welcoming, very open to meeting new people, and you can find me on Facebook, Michael Coleman. Just look for the cowboy hat; you can't miss that. And send me a friend request and say that you heard me on the podcast here, and so that way I know how we connected.
All right, Michael, thank you so very much for taking the time out of your day. I really appreciate it. I know how busy you are with everything you've got going on. Thank you.
All right, it's been a pleasure.
New episodes, local voices, big queer energy. Subscribe now to the Gay PHX podcast.
What's something nice a parent or teacher has said to you?
You're special.
I love you.
Make me smile.
That's a really good job.
How did that make you feel?
Like,
I think that really helps my confidence.
It makes me just feel good.
Let's teach more love in our homes and classrooms. Visit parenting.org from Boys Town to explore our vast library of resources backed by over 100 years of experience. For any age, any stage. Boys Town.
This is what community sounds like.
Big thanks to Michael Coleman, the Metropolitan Cowboy, for joining us today and sharing his powerful story, creative journey, and deep love for this community. In our community spotlight, we got to know the heart behind See Your Shadow songwriting, and in our business spotlight, we celebrated Newtown Saloon, a space that stood the test of time and still giving back in a big way. Don't forget the Newtown Awards are coming up fast, and the Customer Appreciation Week ends with one lucky winner walking away with $1,000 cash. We're still reeling from the incredible energy of Mr. Anvil Phoenix Weekend. Huge congratulations again to Ben. Your new Mr. Anvil Phoenix 2025. We'll have him on the podcast soon to talk about what's ahead during his reign. If you like what you heard, be sure to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and check out gayphx.com for photos from the weekend, our event calendar, and to tell us who we should feature next. After all, this is your community podcast, and your voice belongs here.
We're together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX podcast, because fabulous people deserve fabulous conversations.